right, guys. Thank you once again for choosing to listen to Podzilla 1985. And speaking of the word choice and choose, we're going to talk about tonight a very stupid choice made by some very stupid people here in the United States. With me for this kind of serious topic. We've been doing a lot of these lately. We have Ethan Craig Miles.
Hello.
Who's back. Haven't seen you since the Smash Brothers DLC episode.
Yeah.
So it's good to see you again. Of course, Jesse Kimball from Pen and Nerd. Well, everybody here's from Pen and Nerd, actually. But Jesse Kimball, the head of Pen and Nerd, is here once again.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing? And making his first appearance on Podzilla 1985 from Pen and Nerd, Stephen Bright. Stephen, thank you, sir.
Woo, yeah. Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here, and it's kind of a happy intro because I'm glad you guys are here with me, but goddamn am I pissed off. And let me explain to you guys and you listeners out there why I'm pissed off. You may have heard of the Garland, Texas shooting. Sorry, got a little bit of backwards there. If you haven't, on May 3rd, a woman named Pamela Geller, who was the organizer from the American Freedom Defense Initiative, organized an event called the Muhammad Art Exhibit and Cartoon Contest and held this at the Colwell Event Center in North Garland, Texas. Now, I got to stop right there and just talk about the event first. Jesse, we talked about this, the Muhammad Art Exhibit and Cartoon Contest. What is the one thing in the Muslim culture that you don't make fun of?
That would be the Prophet Muhammad.
The Prophet Muhammad. You don't mock him. The number one rule in that religion is you don't draw him. You don't mock him. You don't draw him. And we discussed this. The reasoning I have heard is because when you draw him, you idolize him, he becomes bigger than God or becomes a God. And they're trying to avoid a situation like Christians have with Jesus Christ, where they view him as God in some way. Some people. You know what I mean?
Well, like, no, that's part of Christianity.
The Trinity, like, and whatnot.
Yeah, Jesus is God. God is Jesus.
Right. And let me be frank, and let me just say this straight up. We are not here to debate whose religion is right. I don't think any of us here, except maybe Ethan and possibly Stephen, we're mostly agnostic, or some people would say borderline atheists. You know, fuck you to those people.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. I mean,
oh, there's something wrong with atheism. I hate atheists. If you're an atheist and you're listening to this, no offense, but I think it's stupid. If you can 100% say I know one way or the other, there's a God, there's no God, I have no proof to back it up, but yeah, you know, then you're fucking stupid. If you can't open your mind to what could be out there and the possibilities that are out there, then you're closed-minded and you're stupid. I'm getting some nods here, but I don't know if everybody's with me.
Well, super controversial.
It's one of those things, like, I feel like agnosticism is a bad choice for, I think, because you and I are on a similar page. Like, we don't necessarily know there is something, we don't know there isn't something. We're not going to say that we believe, at least for me, I'm not going to say I believe there is no deity, which is obviously the course of atheism versus...
Right.
Like, agnosticism is like, there definitely is something, but I just don't know what it is.
And that's a good path to take. I mean, unless you listen to Christians who say that'll get you in hell just as fast as anything else.
Right. It's the whole, like, lukewarm bullshit, spit you out of his mouth, whatever. But the point is, like, I don't know, period.
Right.
Like, I mean, there could be a deity. There might not be a deity. My whole thing is I'm just going to try and leave the earth a better place than the way I found it.
And that's a good way to live. And again, we're not here to mock or say that anyone is wrong or right, except atheists. Oh, I got a one up for that, I think, or I leveled up or something. But we're here to talk about the event that happened. Okay, so at the Muhammad Art Exhibit and Cartoon Contest, two men, later identified as Elton Simpson and Nadir Sufi, and I hope I pronounced those names right, went to the event, drove up to it armed to attack it, and were shot and killed by security because this place was laced with security. Like, they had so much fucking security for this event.
I mean, they knew people were going to try and do something.
It's like putting cheese on a mouse trap.
Well, you know,
and not expecting the mouse.
It's funny you should mention that, because Chris Matthews on MSNBC actually said that exact same thing, that they set a mouse trap for these guys. And I'm looking at a website called rightwingnews.com, and the comments on this page about Chris Matthews calling out the bullshit, because it's bullshit what they did, by holding this event in the first place. And for that, he is called so many names. My personal favorites are ones that say just moron, and then the ones that say moran, because the people can't spell moron right.
Moran.
You goddamn moran.
Stupid idiot.
So now, hold on. The right-wing people are in support of this contest and saying that Chris Matthews is an idiot for saying that this was a trap.
Well, they're
like
saying
that's what you're
actually,
getting at.
Actually, from what I'm reading, they're saying, yeah, it probably was a trap, and good for them. Two less terrorists on the street.
Gotcha.
Ethan, we talked about this earlier today. One person said that at this art exhibit, the best art at the show was the chalk outline around the dead terrorists.
That is terrible.
You fucking scum is what you are. It's ridiculous.
That's a human life.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, granted, yeah, they were...
They had bad intentions.
They had, yeah, but... they had the intention of killing a bunch of, like, innocent people. But, I don't know, that's kind of like saying, like, a truck is evil because somebody walked in front of it. you know, like,
well,
you know,
I mean,
what
did
I mean?
You, did you see Maximum Overdrive?
I have seen Maximum Overdrive.
Well, you know, my problem with this is less... I think it's despicable that they held this contest in the first place. I'm not Muslim, clearly.
Right.
And I'm not religious. But I believe that every person has the right to practice their own religion. America was formed on freedom of religion. That may have gotten lost somewhere to Christianity. I even heard someone once tell me that Christianity was the national religion. Bullshit. We have no national religion.
That's the point. That was
That's
what America
point
was
of America,
founded
you
on.
Dumb fuck.
then
this
what
is
about
not a Christian country.
Yeah, it was founded because they wanted to get away from the Anglican Church.
It's ridiculous. Like, but, yeah, it's disgusting what they did, that they held this contest in complete mockery of another's religion just to provoke them. But what really angers me is that knowing what they did and that these two people came and attacked them, yeah, they got shot and killed. No one died. But what if they had? What if you had set this mousetrap and instead of two people coming who had no idea what they were doing, more people came with better guns?
Or bombs.
Or bombs. And how many innocent people would have died so you can make a fucking point?
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I agree that the whole event was fucking stupid. Like, I mean, it's one of those things, you know, free speech, do what you want. Don't put innocent lives at risk because you want to make a point.
Yeah, because there were hundreds of people here at this event. So that's hundreds of people that you could have gotten killed just to get some attention. This reminds me of a couple years ago. I don't know if you guys remember this. There was a pastor down in Florida, I think, who had a big ceremony where they burned stacks of the Koran. You remember that? Where he
yeah.
burned a bunch of the Korans. And I think it was directly, it led to a direct assault on Americans overseas that killed a lot of innocent people in protest of what they were doing here in America, burning the Koran. How fucking arrogant do you have to be to not only disagree with somebody's religion, but then provoke them about it. You know, it's... Oh, go ahead. Sorry, Ethan. Sorry.
You don't just provoke people who have a history of violence.
Well, and I think...
Everything has a history of violence,
well,
really.
Like, specifically...
Well, yeah, I mean, you ever read about the Crusades?
Yeah.
You know?
About the Spanish Inquisition.
I don't believe the Crusades. That never happened.
But I think it's important to say that the people that attacked this center were extreme Muslims. You can't group all Muslims together as killers, because they're not. Most Muslims in America have come out against this. In fact, Texas is the number one state in the country in relation to practicing Muslims. You know, they are the number one state. They have the highest amount of it. So to hold this contest in Texas, the highest percentage of practicing Muslims in the United States, is a slap in their face.
You're just like, you're literally begging them to do something, and you should not be doing this.
You absolutely should not be doing that.
I mean, they even taught us in my Christian school that there are specific differences in Islamic culture. Like, there are the extremists, and there are people who aren't that extreme.
Wait, hold on. There's extremism
people
that aren't
that
extreme.
Yeah, I'm glad you caught that too.
Well, you know, I was going to move on until I saw you start laughing, and I'm like, oh, we got
to
go back to this.
I was like trying to phrase it in, I don't know.
Extremists and, you know, non-extremists.
I can't do good words.
I'm just saying, like, it was just a pretty funny moment, because basically you were like, there are suicide bombers and there are people that are shoot you dead for being a Christian.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it sounded like you were saying.
Yeah.
But that was not the intention.
No, we get
holy
we get
crap.
You're saying there are extremists, and then there are just like there are normal Christians.
They're
who practice
Muslims.
Their religion. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Because every time someone comes out and kills people because God told them to, we don't label them extreme Christians and then blame the entire fucking religion.
No,
we
just call them
psychos. Stupid people and killers. Yeah. So why? Because this isn't a homegrown religion. Do we label these two guys as, you know, or Muslims in general, as extremists, as people that do terrible things to other people. And why do you do that when you provoke them into doing it? If I slapped you in the face and you beat the shit out of me, I couldn't say that you were crazy because you beat me up. I provoked you. And then we're going to catch a lot of flack for this because I know I have a bunch of right-wing friends that are going to go, well, you're an American. You're taking the side of the terrorists. I'm not taking the side of the terrorists. I'm taking the side of common fucking sense that you don't provoke people that have, in the past, attacked you. And you don't put innocent lives at risk because you have a point to make.
Yeah, I mean, that's really like my big beef with it is that there were so many people that were drawn into this contest. They were likely told, oh, there'd be plenty of security there, so you're in no like danger whatsoever. Just come out here and, you know, we can make this point. Like, I'm sure not a single one of those people thought that they were going to possibly die that day.
But the people that organized it brought in so much security, you knew they knew.
Oh, yeah, they knew shit was going to go down. They didn't know what was going to happen, but they knew shit was going to go down. So, like, that's the part that makes me really angry. Like, they put so many lives at risk for nothing.
And even though ISIS has come out and said that they are responsible for this and that these were two of their operatives, I have doubts about that. Because these two guys were taken down by one security guard with a pistol.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell me any other trained jihadists that go in with assault rifles and get taken down by a fucking super cop? You got goddamn Bruce Willis over here, took a day off from movies to come kill two extreme Muslims.
I like to think that it was Paul Blart.
Oh, my God.
I am a terrible human being. I apologize to anyone and everyone out there.
Sorry, fat people.
The point is, though, yeah, like, they were definitely not operatives. They were, if anything, sympathizers that ISIS took claim of, and they didn't even, like, take claim of anything until 2 days after the incident.
Right.
Like, it's dumb to assume that they were operatives. Because, honestly, if they were actual operatives, they wouldn't have been armed with assault rifles. They would have been strapped. They would have walked into the building.
They would have blown everything up.
And that's how that would have gone down.
Yeah. Yeah, these were just two guys who wanted, like, I think, I forget who said it. It may have been you. This was their audition.
Yeah, there were a couple of people that were saying that this was, because they tweeted that they were going to do this, I think.
Yeah, I've got that right here. One of the men said, where is it? May Allah accept us as, and I'm going to mispronounce this, and I apologize, Mujahideen, and I'm going to mispronounce that. But yeah, they pledged their loyalty to ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. And I mispronounced that too, and I apologize. I don't know how to pronounce the names. That's my fault for being ill-informed and not their fault for having weird names.
Yeah, and then, like it was their, like they were saying that they wanted to be, what is it, Al-Qahir, I think is that what they're calling the ISIS agents?
They wanted to be, well, the reason ISIS is claiming them is because it's attention.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only reason. I don't think these guys have ever had, and from the looks of it, from what the FBI is saying, they've never had contact with these two guys.
Right.
This is strictly a ISIS turned on the TV one day and saw this happen and went, oh, shit, can we claim them? We put them on our taxes?
Anybody else got them?
Else got them? Any other terrorist organization claim that one yet? No?
I could just imagine what's like what was running through these two people's heads before this happened. I feel like they were thinking, this is something I have to do defend my religion.
Yeah, because the major reasoning behind Al-Qaeda attacking the United States and ISIS attacking the United States and all these people attacking is because of their perception that we mock their religion, that we in different countries and in different places where we station our troops, where we do this and that, is a mockery to their rights. And you argue that generally and say, no, that's not it at all. But then something like this happens, which this stupid bitch, Pamela Geller, specifically did it to provoke these guys. It's like when Mr. Blue was on the show the other day talking about cops and, you know, how many cops did you just kill because you didn't do your job?
Right.
Well, how many people are you going to get killed just to get your fucking name on CNN, you stupid cunt?
Enjoy your goddamn 15 minutes of fame.
Because she literally did nothing to further their cause. Like, she wanted to slap their faith, wanted to mock them, wanted to make fun of them, wanted to show that she doesn't support them.
Right.
Whatever.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, that's pretty much it. Just, that's all she wanted to do. And it's not going to help anyone or anything to do it.
She went on her Twitter, I just want to mention, Steve, and I apologize for cutting you off, but I just want to point out, she went onto her Twitter after the event and posted, this is a war on free speech. This is not a war on free speech.
That was a war on you making fun of their religion.
Yeah. Debating is fine. Arguing is fine. Disagreeing is fine. Mockery, it should never be fine. It's the worst form of bullying, you know? Steven, yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
This is probably the same person that says, you know, I have a right to have my religion. Don't mock me as well.
Yeah, this the same people that push for laws, like in Indiana, where you can refuse to serve gay people because it offends your religion. You know, these are the same people that then will mock another's religion. Because obviously Christianity is the one true religion. We all know that. Mm-hmm. Jesus came down, the earth 6,000 years old. Jesus was the only white guy in Jerusalem at the time.
With blonde hair.
Oh, and God was white. That's how.
Well, Jesus that's why he's white.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Making me feel real nervous right now, boys.
A lot of people are going to be angry about us for those sets of comments.
And I don't care. let me be honest. Let me be frank with all the people out there that are getting angry right now. I don't care if you're angry. Because you're the kind of person that hears about this and supports this kind of nonsense. The teachings of Jesus Christ, as I understand them, are that you tolerate others and you try to persuade them to follow the one true path. Even if you don't agree with them, they are your brothers. You put an arm around them and say, let me help you. You don't mock them. You don't provoke them. I don't recall Jesus ever in the Bible walking up to, you know, other religions and slapping them in the face with his giant Jerusalem dick, you know?
White
dick.
Yeah, now, what really, I'm sorry, Jesse.
Yeah, go ahead.
But, one thing that really did bug me is that, about at least the cake issue, was that Jesus ate with whores and other sinners, tax collectors.
No, he actually refused to eat with most of the prophets and the Pharisees and all of those other, like, you know, high and mighty folk. Like, he always ate with the beggars, the sinners, the whores, the prostitutes.
Indeed. And you're telling me you can't make a gay couple their fucking cake?
Yeah. I mean, like, in all honesty, that's just bad business, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Why refuse a sale?
Well, actually, no. We talked about this a couple weeks ago on the Sunday show. The pizzeria that refused to cater the wedding is now a millionaire because people, like the people that are supporting this stupid Pamela Geller woman, donated to
him. Donations. Yeah. No,
so this man's rich now for taking away other people's basic human rights.
Fuck, for all we know, he could just be lying out of his teeth just to get money.
Well, they believe it.
Well, no, it started because, well, I don't know about the pizza one. I know the t-shirt incident is the one that I heard about. It was LGBT group. Yeah, that's right.
you got it.
Yeah. They wanted to get t-shirts printed for a, parade they were going to do. They specifically targeted a Christian outfitter, like a Christian t-shirt store, to get them made. Now, you can decide whether it was because they're Christian or because, you know, they made really high quality shirts, because I looked at them. A lot of them were, like, you know, good quality looking shirts. Right. Point is, it happened and he refused to make the shirts, which to me is really dumb because that was like 100 shirts, which from my understanding of the t-shirt printing business is a fair amount of money. Either way, he refused to make them because it went against his beliefs. And then the organization tried to sue him for discrimination. And it actually went to the Supreme Court. It went to like a high level court and they ruled against the LGBT community, saying that, you know, it's his shop. It's his decision. If he wants to refuse to do service for you, he absolutely can. So the point of that is that the pizza place, I think, was subject to bullying is their defense. I'm not agreeing with it. I'm just presenting the other side of it.
Right.
They were beat, like, after they refused service.
They received threats.
They received threats, yeah. And they were being bullied by the LGBT community.
To which they had to close.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, they got all of the donations and everything else. So it wasn't like they refused business and then, you know, were called, like, haters or whatever, and suddenly the donations were flooding in.
Well, so that's kind of what you just described. but I get your point. You're saying it's not like people just started throwing money at him. It's not until they closed and said, oh, we can't run a business anymore because they're picking on us.
Right.
You know?
Like, yeah. they had a fairly legitimate reason to do it, but, like, it all could have been prevented if they hadn't been assholes in the first place and just served the people fucking pizza.
It's pizza.
Make the goddamn sale.
Make the goddamn pizza.
I thought we were talking about shirts.
Well, it relates.
Okay.
They're together.
Because the same thing with the shirts. Just make the shirts. Get money.
You may remember earlier this year, January 7th, and I'm going to mispronounce this too because I don't know French, Charlie Hebdo. I think it's Charlie Hebdo. Is that how it's pronounced?
Ah, you got me.
Well, it's a French satirical magazine in Paris, and they were attacked by Islamic extremists.
Yes. Yeah,
because they printed a Muhammad comic as well. So you would ask, because I support Charlie Hebdo. You know, I was one of those people that mourned the loss of these lives, and people will ask me, well, how do you support them, but you don't support this woman? And in my defense, that satirical magazine is pointing out not just against, Islam, but it points out the fallacies in the world in general. This is just one of the many targets it has because it calls out bullshit when it sees it, and there is a lot of bullshit in the Islam religion from an outsider's perspective.
Right.
Whereas this woman did this specifically to provoke them into an attack and to get her name in the papers.
What you were saying.
This woman has no honor.
And there was a comic in a satirical magazine.
Right.
Meant for satire, specifically because that's what it is.
Right.
This woman designed a contest around mocking a religion.
Right. Which, how can you support that? And Ethan, I point this to you directly because I think you are the most faithful among us. Jesse, you as well. You used to be very religious, and we've never gotten into why you deviated from that path. Yeah. Well, someday maybe we'll have that conversation. But Ethan, as a practicing Christian, as the most religious here among us probably, why would you mock or why would somebody mock another person's religion? As a religious person, does it say anywhere in your religion to mock another's beliefs?
No. That's like one way to not get them to believe what you believe. A lot of it comes with respect and giving them a little bit of humanity and especially tolerance.
Right.
Because if you can't agree to disagree, love, hate, just tolerate.
So
you don't like them, you tolerate them.
Well, isn't that the way of the world?
Yeah, you're supposed to show every single human being love as a Christian
and respect.
Love and respect. You do the turn the other cheek.
Yeah,
all that stuff. If they shove you away, then respect them. Okay, you don't want to be around me. If you ever want to talk, I'm here. Like you don't say well, you're fucking stupid because you don't believe there's a God,
and then smack them with the Bible.
And then hit him with a Bible.
And what's worse is you're not just smacking someone home you're not just smacking somebody with the Bible and making fun of them. You're smacking people who could quite possibly have C4 and assault rifles. And you're smacking them with a Bible and saying, come get some.
Yeah.
One of the big worries that I have about this, and I think it's a dangerous trend that could be happening, is that more and more people will provoke. And more and more people will bully and provoke and try to bring this reaction out. And the right wingers will all love them and praise them and say, you're doing a great thing for America. So many of them are already. So many people are celebrating this that it's sickening. But when you do that, when you provoke people enough, it's not just don't let me say that, but how we talked about the riots in Ferguson, the riots in Baltimore, where you provoke people enough, they will respond. You are waking, it's like when they attacked Pearl Harbor and that famous quote, you're waking a sleeping giant. When Malcolm X talked about President Kennedy's assassination and said they're coming home to roost. You reap what you sow. If you provoke people, you're going to bring more bloodshed to our shores and you're going to get more innocent people killed. And then that blood is on your hands, but no one will say you did wrong. They'll praise you and say you stood up for American rights when you're not really standing up for American anything. All you're doing is making us look bad and getting us killed.
Yeah, I mean, particularly if, because one of my favorite quotes, I don't remember where it's from at this point. I'd have to look it up, but history is written by the victor.
Yeah.
So, assuming that this actually takes us to war on our shores somehow, it's extremely unlikely that they could get here, but I mean.
For a full out battle.
Right.
But not so much for sleeper cells and
other
people that could. Look at 9/11.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people could do a lot of damage that are here in the United States right now.
Yeah.
But either way, it's one of those things, if it does come to that and there is a war, these people will be possibly written down as, heroes and martyrs to have, started this and, stopped the great Islam threat.
Yeah. And I want to point out again, to everybody listening getting angry right now thinking we're taking the side of terrorists. We don't. It is the standpoint and the view of Podzilla 1985 and its creator, me, that anybody that causes other people harm in the name of any religion is wrong.
Right.
You know?
Don't be a douche.
Yeah. These people that are attacking other innocent people in the name of religion are wrong. Whether it's Christians, whether it's Muslims, I don't care. There is no God that would want his people to kill his other people because they're misguided.
Right.
You know? And if you believe that, you're a fucking idiot. You're a moron. You're a moron.
You clearly haven't studied or read what you preach.
Yeah, or you're not a general human being with basic fucking common sense.
Don't kill people because they think differently than you.
Yeah.
Period.
In what way is that possibly...
How is that helpful? Acceptable. How is that...
Is that acceptable in any world?
Yeah. That's not human nature.
No, but as long as we have Fox News around to praise Pamela Geller and to condone everything else, you know, and as long as there are old white people out there that are don't know anything about the Quran or Muslims or Christianity or anything they talk about, this is going to keep happening. We're going to keep seeing stuff like this.
Because they believe everything they see on Fox News. Fox News is gospel.
Fox News is the new prophet.
So they, I mean, they see that stuff.
The prophet Fox News.
The prophet Fox News. Yeah, I mean, they see that stuff, and like that's their only source of information. And clearly, they're correct because they're on the TV. They couldn't be on the TV if they weren't right.
That's true. You can't lie on television.
Exactly.
And thank God the country is split between the old people that watch Fox News and condemn whatever they condemn, and the rest of the world is out getting drunk right now for Cinco de Mayo, and they don't even know what's going on. So the young people don't know what's going on. The old people don't know what's going on. Who knows what's going on, Jesse? Can you tell me? It's not me. I'm a fucking podcast. I'm doing a podcast. I don't know what I'm talking about. I just want a better world for everybody.
Right. Yeah, it's real rough. It's real rough.
It is. Yeah. And I think that's just about everything I've got to get off my chest about that. I want to thank you guys for coming in here. And
here, wait.
Oh, Ethan's got something.
Before we go, I do want to say, even if you are a Christian, respect other religions, other people. Show them humanity. Give them respect. If you don't know about a religion or a culture, try your best to learn about it. Get an understanding. You don't have to believe what they believe, but know what they believe and try your best. Try your goddamn best to respect them as human beings.
I feel like as a Christian, you're not supposed to say
I don't think
that.
You're supposed to say goddamn.
I never said I was a good Christian.
He's not a great Christian. But
that should be for everyone, not just Christians.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've always been of the belief, and I heard someone say this once, when somebody was mocking religion, Christianity, somebody was mocking Christianity to a guy, and he didn't say anything back. And somebody asked him, he said, "Why did you not defend God?" And the man told the other guy, he said, "God does not need me to defend him. You know, God is God. Whatever
He's
you
just
call
one
him."
Man.
Yeah, this is just one guy talking shit. Why would the supreme being need me to defend him from this asshole? And if you got mad during the show and thought this, I feel like this guy's assaulting Christianity. One, I'm not. If anybody that knows me knows that I am tolerant of everybody, and I believe you have a right to practice whatever religion you want, and I respect you for it, and I'll give you all the respect in the world, because if it's for you and you make it work, I haven't made it work for me yet. We'll see where time goes.
Just don't give me shit because I'm not there. Like that's all I have to say to Christians. Like, don't give other people shit because they're not where you are.
And I would say to the extreme Islam Muslims, stop killing me.
Stop killing us, please.
Because, I mean, let's finish this. I want to finish this off by making it clear, again, that these people, these extreme Muslims, these extreme Islamic terrorists, they are terrorists. These two people that went to shoot this place up, provoked or not, you're absolutely right, Jesse. They did a bad thing. And they deserve to be punished. Now, do they deserve to be killed? If they were going to take somebody else's life, I have no problem with that. And you don't go to somewhere in public strapped with assault rifles with the intent not to kill people.
Right. Yeah, that's not a scare tactic.
Like, no, you don't walk up to a place with an assault rifle and go, "Yeah, think about it."
That Muhammad contest, you guys better cut that shit out because we got assault rifles.
Yeah. But, you know, if you went down to Harlem, or you went to Compton, or you went to a place that is predominantly African American, and as Baltimore. And as a white person, you held a contest to see who could draw the funniest nigger lips, you know? And then black people came because they were upset.
Best blackface.
Best blackface contest. Would, like, come on. Would you not expect a response?
I'd expect to get, like, there all sorts of terrible things would happen to me if I showed up for that contest.
And you would deserve it because you provoked it, because you brought it on yourself.
Right. Like I said, it's similar to stepping in front of a truck and expecting it not to hit you.
Yeah.
Like, well, is the truck on?
Again, if you've seen Maximum Overdrive.
Stepping in front of a moving truck.
There we go.
So I guess the message we're trying to send out here is, wake up, America. Stop being so intolerant and stupid and see what's going on in the world. You know?
Realize that this is a melting pot. Christianity is not the only religion here.
Be tolerant of others. Preach what you want. Pray to whoever you want. That is the point of America. It's not to mock other people who don't believe in what you believe in, because this is not your country. This is our country. This is everybody's country.
You know, I just kind of thought of this. The slogan for America, isn't it one nation under God?
Well, they put God on the money. Yeah.
Who said that it was the Christian God? Couldn't that imply it? To me, the more I think about it, it seems like vague enough that you can choose what God praise.
God is just a term. It's a label. Because there's no other word that can represent what he is. And whether you call him God or Allah or Vishnu or whatever, you know, whatever you believe in. It's, Jesse, you're giving me the crazy eyes.
I'm not giving you any kind of eyes. I got nothing to say.
I got nothing left either. It just pisses me off. And I'm not getting across what I want to get across. Because I'm just going to get hate mail about it saying you're un-American. Whatever. I don't care. Fuck you.
And I'm sorry for popping my knuckles into the mic.
It's fine.
I just realized that happened.
If the thing that they get upset about the most is you popping your knuckles, then I can make it to work tomorrow. Without
It's been a good day then.
Yeah. All right. So I want to thank you guys so much. Stephen Bright, Jesse Kimball, Ethan Craig Miles. Thank you. Oh, no, Stephen. Yes, I'm going to say. What's up?
Last name? Last name?
Really? That's, what did I say?
All of our last names.
Did I not say Stephen Bright?
No. He doesn't want you to say his last name.
Yeah.
Oh, seriously?
I thought that's the whole thing. Well, podcast.
Pinta Nerd does that. Oh, okay. Podzilla.
Okay. Podzilla.
That's fine. Then.
We are a. I don't know what we're talk radio. You know, we're talk radio. That's what we do. I put it out there. You know, we'll get hate mail. We'll get people angry at us. It doesn't matter. As long as you have people talking and you're creating a dialogue and a discussion, bring on the hate mail. None of these other guys here knew that I was going to go off on this. So don't be mad at Steve and Jesse or Ethan. If you want to send hate mail, send it to me. You know where I'm at. I make myself very easy to find.
I fully knew what was going to happen at the show.
I was aware. I look pretty similar though. So
that's true. So if they come shooting for me, they'll just hit you instead.
God damn it.
Yeah. There's that word again.
If they come after me, they'll just assume that I'm
a pothead.
Some pothead.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't going to make no difference in the world.
Jesse and Shannon will just pick me up and bat him away.
We'll just throw you around like a ball and use you as a weapon. For the five people that are still listening, thank you so much, guys, for listening. We appreciate it. And next topic will be happier, I swear. Tanner Thursday. We're talking about horror movies. That's what we do on Podzilla. We talk about something that pisses you off, and then we talk about movies or wrestling. I keep you guessing.
So stuff that pisses you off and stuff that pisses you off.
But to a lesser degree.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing that pisses me off more than extreme religion and dead people. So thank you guys so much, and we'll see you on Thursday. Gentlemen, take a bow.
We bowed.
Bowing.
Good night.
Good night.
Night.